the Father revealed through Jesus. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake, he that comes after me is preferred before me. For he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. John chapter 1 verse 14-18. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hid these things from the wise and prudent, and have revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knows the Son, but the Father, neither knows any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Matthew chapter 11, 25-27. In that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit, and said, I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and have revealed them unto babes, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knows who the Son is, but the Father, and who the Father is, but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. Luke chapter 10, 21-22. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him, and have seen him. Philip saith unto Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficient us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet have you not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how say you then, Show us the Father? John chapter 14, 6-14. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus Christ is the perfect and only revelation of the Father. The invisible God, whom no man has seen at any time, has been made known through the Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, one with him in nature, love, and purpose. In Jesus, the Word made flesh, we behold the fullness of grace and truth. In him, we see the glory of the Father, not distant, not concealed, but revealed to all who will receive him with childlike faith. It pleased the Father to hide his mysteries from the proud and self-reliant and to reveal himself through his Son to the humble, the babes in spirit. Jesus alone knows the Father, and only through him can the Father be truly known. Jesus did not merely teach about the Father, he manifested him. To see Jesus is to see the Father. To hear him is to hear the Father. To believe in him is to believe in the Father who sent him. No man can come to the Father except through Jesus Christ. He is the only way, the absolute truth, and the eternal life. Every attempt to know God apart from Jesus is not only in vain, it is deception. The Father is not found in religion, ritual, or intellect. He is revealed in the face of Jesus Christ to those who believe.